Good morning to you all. We welcome you here to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship today, I want to read to some of the worst advice ever given to a daughter from a mother. You say the Bible has something to say? Yes, it does. Ruth chapter 1, I'm reading beginning at verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited the people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said, now here's the worst advice, said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Now think about what she was saying there. Don't come with me back to the land of promise in Judah. You go back to your mother's home where they worship Chemosh. Chemosh was a horrible god that was worshipped by the Moabites. He was akin to another god by the name of Molech. Many of you have read about Molech. Chemosh had the same worship system. It was the offering of infants to the god by placing their hands in a burning brass god with its hands extended. They would put the baby on there and roast the baby as a gift to the god. That's how horrendous it was. Naomi said, you go back to your mother's house. Go back to your gods. She says that later on when she said concerning Orpah, and she, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back, verse 15, unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Again, how does a person come to that place? We're going to deal with that today. A mother in need of mentoring, an older mother in need of mentoring. It's a very sad statement that's made here. One of them did go back and went back to her people and to her gods. But one didn't. She took on a project. It was her mother-in-law. What a picture is given to us of how Ruth was an inspiration to Naomi. And at the very end, Naomi praises the fact that Ruth was able to have a son and raise up seed for the family. But my point is this. Here she was. She had an opportunity to bring those two girls out of that pagan culture and bring them to the land of promise. But she had a God problem. Naomi did. She blamed God for everything that had happened to her. We're going to deal with that this morning. I hope and pray that as people of God, that we never come to the place where we blame God for our circumstances. Blame God for things that happen in our lives, physical problems, the loss of a loved one, whatever it is. A tendency is humanity, blame God. It's His fault. He could have stopped it. The point is that it's never God's fault. God's holy and righteous. He never makes a mistake. Do we believe that? He never makes a mistake. So no doubt the problem is with us. And she recommended to both of her daughters, go back to your mothers, go back to your gods. What a missed opportunity with Orpah to bring her to the land of promise. We're going to deal with the subject today of a great daughter makes for a great mother. And we're going to look at Ruth and how she took Naomi under her wing and was able to lead her back to God. And here she was, a young lady that says, I want your God. I don't want my gods anymore. I want your God. And how she called upon the name of Jehovah and Elohim. There's a play on words in this passage on Elohim. That's the same word that Naomi used to refer to the gods of Moab. It's lowercase e, obviously. We need to understand and know that there are daughters today that are in need of mentoring, but there are also mothers that are in need of mentoring. And we as believers in Christ need to be there to encourage, to help, and to acknowledge when there's difficulty of pointing someone to Christ. And to be that one that doesn't sit there and degrade and make fun of them and poke fun or whatever, but instead comes alongside and lifts them up and points them to the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be that kind of people today.